first one, him and her didn't have no children. He lost her. And the last one, the fourth one, she had some children. Mm-hmm. And one of them still is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, let's see. Your first wife, you said you were married to her for about 54?
54 years, a little over, a few days over.
Yeah. How old was she when she passed away?
75.
And y'all both went to the Baptist church?
Yeah.
What about her schooling? How far along
did she? She didn't have much of it. There was 11 children in that family. And she was the second girl. And the old man, he petted the older girl. She was his favorite. And he sent her to school, and she got pretty good. But they kept this one at home when I married. They kept her at home to tend to the little children. She didn't get much schooling. She could write to me a little along. I could read it when we was courting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she quit after I married her. Quit even trying. I had it all to do.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned courting. Can you remember if people ever said called that anything else? Those two are courting, or they're.
No, I don't know.
Are they sparking?
Yeah, they call it sparking something. Mm-hmm. You know.
What did y'all do when you were courting each other?
We'd go to church, have to walk back home with her, and maybe go to the house and walk to church with her. And I usually had a mule to ride, and I'd let one of her little brothers ride my mule on down to their home. He heard walk, you know, talk.
Yeah.
And I'd stay about dark a little late. A lot of times I'd walk. It's 5 miles where she lived, where Daddy lived. I'd stay there. Wouldn't hardly ever get to talk to her much, so the rest of them went to supper. There's so many of them around. They'd go to supper. Why? The old man, he said, come here and let's get some supper. No, I'd walk home then.
How long did you court her before you married?
3 years.
Is that right? I guess that'd be considered kind of long nowadays.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Was that about average for them, though?
No, a lot of them didn't go here that long, but I mean, we did. We planned to marry quicker than that, but my daddy was down, and I had to support a family, and we just had to put it off long. Last one day, she told me, she said, well, I'm ready to go anywhere you want me to go. I'll go with you anywhere you say. Well, I'm hooked up. I'm in bad shape. I can't hardly promise you nothing like everything is now. But we'll do the best we can. She says, all right, we'll tough it out together.
That's a good attitude.
And she, we did. She was one of the best women ever lived. She never fussed at me about nothing. And in that 54 years, neither one of us never did even slap the oven. Madness. And I never stayed away from her that solid week, but one time, and I was in the hospital. And then they'd take her, somebody'd get her in the car and take her up there. And Dr. could have a rolling chair sent around to the door, wherever it was, to let him know that she was there to see me. And he'd have her brought around. She got to be an invalid. She had arthritis, everything else, really.
So you were about 30 years old or so when you got married?
No, I was 22.
22? I see. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I see.
We married the 6th day of February 1916.
So your first wife passed away about 7 or 8 years ago. Was that
passed away.